So after understanding what are the challenges, we can look into what are the future into it. Looking into the future, what exactly the integration would be. There's advancement in technology such as artificial intelligence, predictive analysis, which offers an opportunity to enhance the integration of this data. The predictive analytic can be aid in hospital in forecasting the financial trends as well as making informed decisions. There's an integration of money system with virtual healthcare services like telehealth, which ensures seamless financial operations. There's a continuous evolution in integration of the practices, which enhances the accuracy, efficiency, and clarity in financial management within the healthcare organization. What exactly the benefits of integrated healthcare systems would be all about? So remote patient monitoring would be a first integrated healthcare systems benefit, which we could call it as. Easy data access is what we could know as the first or the core point of understanding how exactly the integrated healthcare system would benefit into. And how exactly the management of the chronic healthcare diseases which have been captured could benefit into. So all these three points, basically understanding the easy data access, each person's data has been captured into the healthcare system, and understanding what exactly the trend would be, how exactly the patient would be able to understand. So let's take an example. Basically, an X person having a disease condition of diabetes has been captured in the data. Diabetes being a chronic disease, managing this chronic disease based on what are his eating habits, how often the hospital visit of that particular patient is been taken into consideration, how exactly the patient's disease condition has been evaluating in a further sense, and making some informed decisions and taking some precautionary measures. There's a remote monitoring system which happens for the patient. So wherever the patient is, probably patient might not be staying near the hospital, but understanding, capturing his data, managing his disease condition from the remote senses becomes essential for the healthcare providers and extends their reach to the different zones or different regions of through the integrated healthcare system. Now, understanding what exactly the technology in revenue cycle management would do. In the world of healthcare, effective money management is crucial for hospital and clinics. Most of the hospitals run into trouble by not managing their finances in a proper way. Technology serves as a superhero for revolutionizing the financial processes and enhancing the efficiency. It involves leveraging advanced tools and systems to streamline the financial operations. The electronic health records. It plays a pivotal role by maintaining digital patient records and facilitating the accurate billing system. There are some specified softwares, programs to cater the billing, insurance management, and financial tracking, which simplify the task and expanded the payment process for the patient. The key component basically of technology in revenue cycle management are in electronic health record, that is digitally the patient's charts and tracks of medical history, treatments, and billing processes are being maintained. There's a revenue management software which has been designed to handle the billing, claim, and financial reporting task of the patient in an effective way. There are some data analytics and business intelligence tools which analyze the financial data, identifies the trends, areas, and also suggests the areas for improvement for the basically patient as well as for the hospital. There are automated workflows and robotic process basically which for the repetitive tasks, such as there are some disease conditions or sub-surgical conditions where the same kind of billing or same kind of claim processing would take place. So this repetitive task or repetitive bill processing could be easily tackled through automated workflow and robotic processes. So the payment processing and payment enhancement and eligibility check becomes easy for an insurance purpose. What are basically the challenges as well as benefit for the technology in revenue cycle management? The challenges include integrating the various systems, which we have already talked about. There are different systems, different billing models, different billing structures. let's understand. Hospital has different sections or different departments. Each department would have a different billing system. Integrating all the billing system into one component for the hospital is the important aspect, and these are the challenges which most of the hospital face. Like a dialysis system, a dialysis unit would have a billing system for per day where the dialysis cycles would start. Whereas in OPD, it is for per visit of a doctor. Whereas in IPD, the billing system happens only after the patient is been terminated from the hospital, either decreased or by having a proper care. So the billing cycle or billing element is happening after 2 or 3 days basically. So integrating all these three challenges into one component becomes a challenge for a revenue cycle management technological team to enhance all these challenges into one component, as well as ensuring the training of the staff. So each department or each section would require a different training for billing purpose, and ensuring all this data of the patient, which is captured from OPD to IPD and to the treatment protocols, where be it diagnostic, be it radiology, be it any other departments like physiotherapy or any other departments, to be captured in a particular way and a secure file, becomes a constant challenge. There is also a threat of cyber, which happens of taking the data out from the HMIs. Despite this challenge, the technology offers a significant benefit. It is constantly improving and efficiency is becoming faster, as well as there are faster payment and smart decision making AI enabled tools which are being taken into consideration for these technologies. There is constant evolvement into healthcare organization, which expect enhanced revenue cycle management, leading to smoother operations and financial stability. Efficiency and productivity. Integrating the technological streamlined tasks and reducing the manual effort in revenue management and process. Automation accelerates the workflow. It allows the staff to focus higher value activities and enhancing the overall productivity. It reduces the human error and enhances the accuracy and reliability in the financial transition. Automation of repetitive tasks such as data entry, report generation, improves the operational efficiency. Streamlined process enable the staff to accomplish more in less time, driving the productivity gains. Now, what exactly this all entire sections of understanding and automation part would take place? Most of the hospitals are now coming up with the idea to maintain the records or data of the patients at one UHID or one barcode systems, where the entire progress or entire life cycle of the health of the patient is been recorded or captured into the different sections or different drives of the hospitals, which would enable or enhance to any particular department to see or have a look at the records at any given point of time. This helps in reducing the time, understanding, having the knowledge about the patient's condition right from the start to till date, and understanding how the patient's progress in a disease condition has been taking place. Earlier, this was a manual process where patients' records were manually kept. Probably they might get lost or probably they might get damaged and was not able to visualize and have access to how exactly the disease condition has been progressing. Currently, due to use of technologies, due to use of various tools, we are able to understand the progress at a certain time frame of how the disease would progress in further life, or probably what damages it could happen to the patient in further life, and a precautionary measures could be implemented in a given time frame. Accuracy and compliance. Technology driven validation checks compliances mechanism ensures the adherence to regulatory requirements and industry standards. Automated systems flag the potential errors. Also, inconsistency in billing documentation reduces the compliances and valuations, as well as audit findings. This enforces the standardization coding practice and documentation guidelines, promote the billing accuracy and minimizing the error. Technology mitigates the risk of regulatory penalties or fines by enhancing the accuracy and compliances. This improved accuracy and compliance bolsters the organization reputation and trustworthiness in the healthcare industry. Optimize revenue and cash flow. Technology expedites the revenue capture by streamlining claim submission, adjudication, and payment posting process. Automated bill system generate and submit claim promptly, reducing reimbursement delays and optimizing the cash flow. Real-time visibility into the claim status and payment trend enables the proactive resolution of outstanding balances, payment delays. It also accelerates the cash flow, enhances and liquidity and financial stability, with enabling the timely investments in the patient care and strategic initiative. Improvement of revenue cycle performance drives the operational efficiency as well as supports the long-term financial stability. Data-driven insights. Advanced analytic tools, which provides the actionable insights into the revenue cycle management of performance of metrics, payer behavior, and reimbursement trends. Data analytics also enables the organization to identify the revenue drivers, cost structures, and opportunities for the optimization. Data-driven decision-making facilitates the resource allocation, process improvement, and target interventions. The predictive modeling and forecasting enables the organization to anticipate the future revenue trends and adapt the strategies according to it. It also enhances the visibility into financial data, which empowers the decision-making and strategic planning to analyze how exactly the progress of the healthcare system would go ahead. What are the challenges and considerations which could be taken into consideration while in a revenue cycle management? This is the integration complexity, which we are constantly discussing about how the data exchange protocols would be interpreted and how interoperability among the different systems could be integrated into one part. This is also cost and resources. This is upfront cost, ongoing maintenance expenses also, upfront cost, as well as resource allocation for implementing and training part. Because of this revenue cycle management has a continuous development research which has been taking out. There are complete upgradations which have been taking out. So the training has to be ongoing process which has to be taken into consideration. The data security protecting the patient's information is critical currently, because cyber threats and unauthorized access creates a lots of threat to steal the data or probably manipulate the data in a particular way. Staff training. Equipping the existing staff with the necessary skill and knowledge to effectively utilize the new technology. Attrition rate is the basic function basically. So even if the existing staff is there, but healthcare has maximum attrition rate. So there has to be continuous training which is being given to the new staff. Existing staff has to upgrade their knowledge to understand what are the new developments which have been happening. Future outlook and emerging trend. This emerging trend like AI and blockchain hold promises for further streamlining the revenue chain management process. This is a continuous evaluation and innovation in the technology which will shape the future of revenue management in healthcare. Organizations must adapt to technology advancement, leverage the emerging trends to drive efficiency and improve the financial outcomes. Strategic investments in technology will enable the healthcare organizations to stay competitive, enhance patient care, and ensure long-term financial stability. Importance of patient engagement. Patient engagement is a crucial aspect of revenue cycle management. Facilitating the timely payments and reducing the billing errors is the major function. Informed and engaged patient contribution to enhance the satisfaction for both patient as well as healthcare provider. Understanding the medical bills, insurance coverage, payment options, it empowers the patient to navigate the healthcare finances effectively. Engaged patients are most likely to adhere to payment plans, communicate effectively, and provide valuable feedback for improving the billing process. Patient engagement fosters transparency, trust and collaboration, leading to improved financial outcomes and a positive patient experience. Strategies for educating the patients. There has to be clear communication about financial responsibility, explaining the co-pays, deductibles, insurance coverage in simple terms, which helps patients to understand the financial obligations. Understanding the insurance coverage, providing clarity on covered services and potentially out-of-the-pocket expense help patients to avoid billing surprises. Simplified billing process, breaking down the complex terms and procedures into easy-to-understand language, which aids patients to navigate the billing process confidently. Patient-friendly and billing statements. Clear and simple language, understanding the billing statements to use in a plain language to ensure comprehension of charges, payments, and insurance coverage. Itemized breakdown of charges with detailed breakdown of all charges incurred during the treatment, which helps the patient to understand the billing components. Explanation of the insurance coverage, clear explanation of insurance coverage of what is the out-of-pocket expense which mitigate the confusions of the patients. Contact information and support, including contact information for billing department, which facilitates the ease access for assistance and clarification of how, why, what, how, when the billing process would be taking place. Online payment portals, accessibility and convenience. Currently, due to online payment portals and online platforms, basically online portals offer a 24/7 access for a billing management and payment services. This helps and ensures a secure payment process also, as well as it helps in understanding and doing the bill at any given point of time. The security measures protect the patient's personal and financial information. Weaving of printing statements, patient can easily able to assess and download the billing statements and payment history in a proper way. There's a flexible payment option which helps in different payment modes or methods, which helps the patient's preferences and financial circumstances at any given point of time. There's a self-service option which has been given, where automated payment plans, like patient can set up automated payment plans for consistently and timely payment. There's a flexible payment arrangement tailored for payment arrangement of with the help of the patient's managed financial obligations. Online account management, where patient can update information, review the billing statements online, and do the payment. Integration of patient feedback mechanism. Listening to patients' concern and creating a channel for patients' feedback enables the hospital to address the issues properly. It also improves in billing transparency, where built of trust and confidence among the patient has been developed. It also enhances the patient satisfaction ratio, which actively seek the and responsible for the patient feedback, which fosters a positive patient outcome and experience. Incorporating the patient's suggestions, as well as understanding how exactly the patient has been taking the billing process has been happening, or the demonstration of how exactly the communications of the patient-centric approach has been taking place. It enables and establishes a feedback loop, and implementing this feedback loop ensures the continuous improvement and adaptation to the patient needs and preferences. Data analysis and actionable insights. Surveys and feedback forms. There is gathering of these inputs aids in identifying the areas for improvement for the healthcare providers. It also helps in regularizing the communication channel mode, basically understanding the open line communication between patients for feedback helps to understand what exactly patient wants to convey to the healthcare management or a healthcare provider. As well as data analysis and actionable insights helps in analyzing the patient feedback data informs into strategical and initiative way to have the enhanced billing transparency and patient satisfaction together. Benchmarking the feedback data against the industry standards and practicing the guidelines to perform and improve efforts to gain more patient satisfaction ratio is the benchmarking and comparison which could be done. There's a continuous monitoring and evaluation of how the feedback mechanism is working, and evaluation of the patient of how exactly the hospital has been able to track the progress and adjust to the strategies accordingly. Patient engagement in RCM basically is like patient could come into activation, patient activation is done through registration in the hospital, where primary care access you could determine as OPD services basically, or diagnostic services which are being taken into care. All this OPD or diagnostic services are captured into electronic health record, which would then be transferred into disease management program. So based on OPD services, there are some diagnostic services which are been addressed to the patient. These diagnostic records are been maintained as an electronic health medical record. Based on this medical record, there would be some suggestion for the disease management program, if at all there is some variations into the treatment. Based on this treatment programs, there would be some health information change or chain which would be created, which would develop into new verticals or probably new initiative by a healthcare provider, which could help in coming up with a different new medical home infrastructure for patient engagement in future. Understanding the entire cycle helps us to understand how the finances, vendors and third party payers are essential partners in revenue sale cycle management. Vendors provide with the hospital with the crucial supply and services, while third party payers reimburse the healthcare services. Contract negotiation, management form from the cornerstones of the relationship, establishing the term for reimbursement rates, claim processing and service expectations. We'll detailly discuss about all these processes in further chapters. Collaborations with the payers, understanding essentially for the claim processing issues, reimbursement rates and contract terms. Open communication channels which enables the healthcare providers to resolve the claim denials, why exactly the denials are happening, appeals and reimbursement plans. There is a proactive engagement with the payers for fostering the streamlined claims and processing and optimizing of reimbursement rates. There is open communication strategies which help in fostering the positive relationship between the payers as well as with the hospital. It establishes a transparent communication channels for timely issues resolvement and alignment of the expectations. The cultivating mutual respect enhances the credibility and fosters the strong relationship with vendors and payers. Implementing the structured conflict resolution process promotes the constructive dispute and resolve and collaborations for the payers as well as for the vendors. Performance evaluations, regular performance evaluation and feedback sessions encourage the accountability and continuous improvement in both healthcare providers as well as with the vendors. Leveraging the collective expertise which enables the stakeholders to address the challenge and drive the positive outcomes in revenue cycle management. There's a continuous quality improvement programs which happens, which is essential for healthcare finance management, aiming to optimize the process outcome continuously. This also helps in systematic approach in involving in multiple stages, like setting up a goal. Hospital or healthcare facilities establish a clear objective to enhance financial efficiency, accuracy and patient satisfaction. Collecting data, like robust collection data mechanism for employed to gather the information on various aspects of the revenue cycle management, billing processes and patient feedback. And analyzing a trend, basically the data is collected through meticulous identifying platforms, trends and areas requiring the improvement within the revenue cycle management. This implementing the change on base of data analysis, hospital implement the strategic changes aimed at addressing a identified deficiency or optimizing the financial workflow. This also helps in continuously monitoring the key performance indicators, which allows the healthcare organizations to gauge the effectiveness of implementing the changes and identifying the further areas for improvement. Making further adjustment into quality aspects of the process basically helps in regularizing the hospital to make ongoing adjustments and refining to ensure the sustained improvement over the period of time. The primary goals of this continuous quality implementations include enhancing revenue cycle management, reducing billing errors, accelerating the revenue capture and fostering a positive patient financial experience. The regulatory compliances in healthcare finances. Regulatory compliances in healthcare finances is paramount to ensure the adherence to the government regulations, the industry standards, and safeguarding the patient information and maintaining the financial integrity. The key areas of this regulatory compliances, the primary area is data privacy and security. Hospital must upload the stringent measure to safeguard the patient data from unauthorized access or breaches complying to regulations such as HIPAA. Most of the insurance companies are in search of data of the patient from the hospital itself. So hospital ensures the data provided to the insurance company are being regulated in such a way the information which is supposed to be shared is supposed to be in such a way that it would only comply to the HIPAA compliance or probably the insurance compliance of the person. The billing practices, compliances with the billing guidelines, ensuring accurate documentation, coding and submission of the claim to the third party. Financial reporting, transparent and accurate financial reporting is essential to meet regulatory requirements and provide a stakeholder with reliable information on financial performance. Audits and review. Hospitals are subject to audits and reviews by regulatory bodies. Insurance companies and accrediting services access to the compliance and establish a standard and regulations for this audits and review. This effective integration of compliances initiative on daily operation is crucial for healthcare organizations to uphold the regulatory and requirements and maintain a financial integrity. To maintain a financial integrity or to have the key strategies into integration mode, there has to be a complete employee training, comprehensive employee training program to educate the staff on regulatory practices, policies and procedures which empower them to fulfill their compliances and obligations effectively. Internal controls such as monitoring the mechanism which helped and detect and prevent instances of non-compliances, fostering a culture of accountability and adherence to establish a standard. There is also practices for documentations and record keeping where policies, procedures, training, activities, audit finding, facilitating the transparency and accountability has to be taken into consideration. Response to non-compliance. In the event of non-compliance, hospital respond promptly by conducting internal investigation, implementing the corrective actions and reporting incidents as required by the regulatory authorities. Thank you.